Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Well, hello there. It's good to talk to you again. I am the Lady DJ, and I invite you to sit back and relax and enjoy some of the sweetest soul music you've heard in a while right here inside the Soul Lounge. Just want to remind you before we even get started that coming up in the second half of the show, I have a huge surprise for you. Deborah Bond is an incredible singer and songwriter, and she, along with her band Third Logic, are going to be here with us. This woman and her group are so incredible that the VIP lounge couldn't even hold them. We had to literally take them upstairs in the building here so that they could perform in the Voice of America auditorium. So I want you to make sure you stick around for that. Plus music from the UK, Nigeria, and of course the United States as well. Plus we will also celebrate the 20th anniversary of a legendary hip hop album and one of the hottest remixes to ever hit the radio. So let us get started. Up first, music from a songwriter and a musician, Taylor McFerrin. He's the son of the incredible Bobby McFerrin. You may remember him. He's the guy that brought us Don't Worry, Be Happy. This is Antidote featuring Napalm inside the Soul Lounge.
Inside the Soul Lounge.
Streamers in your eyes.
In Southeast London, Rainey Milo, that's who that was. She began her career at the tender age of 14. Her original style was a sort of jazz-inspired brand of hip-hop music, but since then, she's kind of broadened her musical scope. And like many of her contemporary peers, her style is now impossible to categorize. It's just, I don't know, it's just good. That song called Rats can be found on the Vampire Academy soundtrack, or you can find the single online, of course. Now, don't forget, we have a very special interview and performance later on in the show from Deborah Bond. I told you about that, and that is why we have got to hit you with our hip-hop cut of the week a bit early. Now, on April the 19th, True die-hard hip-hop fans are going to be celebrating the 20th anniversary of a record released by a young New York MC named Nasir Ben Oludar Jones. He was the son of a jazz musician and a postal worker. The young man would eventually come to be known by the world simply as Nas, and Illmatic, his debut record, is considered a landmark album that many believe was responsible for the revival of the New York hip-hop scene in and around the mid-90s. Now, it was this combination of, like, hardcore production, the beats combined with his very passionate and carefully crafted street narratives that inspired artists then and continues to do so today. Recently, he played the Kennedy Center here in Washington, D.C. with an orchestra, and though I wasn't there, I hear it was something to behold. So I'm going to give you some straight-up head-nodding hip-hop music. Sit back, chill out, relax. Here's Nas, It Ain't Hard to Tell, inside the Soul Lounge.
Express through song, delete stress like Motrin, then extend strong. I drink my wet with Medusa. give a gosh, guns in hell from the tip that I lived in hell. It ain't hard to tell.
Music is the language of the soul.
Those were the times we had, sharing the joy that we thought would last. Memories of love and affection. Never really was just like a dream. Was it the simple things that made me so crazy about you? Was it your charm or your passion? It's not hard to believe I love you and I need you so much. To remember, did we give up too soon? Maybe we needed just a little room. Wondering how it all happened. Maybe we just need a little time. Though we did end as friends, given the chance that we can love again. Always love you forever. It's not hard to believe I want you and I need you so I to help you to remember. Wish you could understand, we could give this another chance, baby. I want you to remember. I want you to remember. do to my mind. I won't forget you, baby, if I try.
That was Marie Dahlstrom along with Jeremy Passion. The song called Forget Me Nots inside the Soul Lounge. Now, if that tune and those words sound a little familiar, but you can't quite place them, let me help you out a little bit. That was a remake of Patrice Rushen's very popular 1980s R&B disco song, Forget Me Nots. In fact, that was her biggest song. Now, in urban radio, Patrice Rushen, we knew her, we loved her, but that was the first song that went, I think, top 20 on the top 40 charts. And then it spread all over the world, and you've probably heard remakes of it. Not very good ones until now. When I first heard that cut, I was like, yeah, this is the one. By the way, if you want to hear more from Marie Dahlstrom, you might want to pick up her EP. It was released back in 2011. It's called Feelings Was. And she's been around like since 2010. She's kind of performing all over Europe and especially in London and areas like that. So since we're going to kind of stay on this international track, I want to introduce you to someone else I just discovered this week. He is a U.S.-based singer and filmmaker. However, he is originally from Nigeria, and he spent an awful lot of time in Lagos. And so he has an album which is all about his life there, and I absolutely love this song from CG. It is called Lagos Lullaby. You're inside the Soul Lounge.
I look and left, I look and right. No, no, which one we gonna go? Now, for just enter for a hole, not even now. Now, which one?
But they can't chop where they don't chop Lagos, reach this level. Lagos supposed to be under the ground.
Over bridge or under bridge, yes, I was.
But by God, they hold on with the
corner.
God.
Even now, 419, you could remain. Now, 419, I could do that. Because me, I don't know which one I want to do. I don't apply for many, many jobs. Come today, come tomorrow. All my shoes, my slippers, you get one.
Screeching, can I ride a bleeding? Hear ya, boys, and by watching another scene in Lagos, bus packed full to bursting, roads not lines on ending. Repent or die. On the bus to Lagos, mosquito sirens are wailing. On my blood they're feeding. Generator noise never ceases. Sleepless nights in Lagos. Oh, better watch your back, hold your nerve. Then they come, they can stop and search for.
Survive yet another day in the lake.
It reminds me of the days I used to spend way back in the day in another life, just completely immersed in some of that good West African music. CG Awoyinka is his name. U.S. born, but of Nigerian descent, traveled back and forth for 3 years and then came out, decided to release an album called Homegrown, all about his experience. By the way, that's called Lagos Lullaby. And you can definitely hear that Afro pop influence, or that Afro beat, excuse me, that Afro beat influence in there that came from like 70s funk and that traditional Nigerian music that Fela Kuti and now his son Femi Kuti and even his grandson. I mean, it's just they're still out here all around the world just spreading that musical gospel. So I love that one and hope you did as well. And listen, if there's anything that you want to hear, if there's anything that you think I need to know about, because there's a whole world of music I try to get up on as much as I can, but sometimes I miss a good cut here and there. There are a few ways that you can contact me. So you can hit me on Facebook, facebook.com/VOALadyDJ1, or on Twitter at @VOALadyDJ. Now, make sure you stick around, because as I promised, Deborah Bond and Third Logic coming up. We're going to head upstairs to the VOA Auditorium for a very special performance and interview. So stick around, stay right where you are inside the Soul Lounge.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Hi, welcome to the Soul Lounge. I'm the Lady DJ, and normally when we have a guest, we have them inside a very intimate VIP room, but this next artist is too big of a voice and a spirit to be held down. So we are instead here in the extraordinary Voice of America Auditorium in Washington, D.C., to present to you Deborah Bond and Third Logic. Get ready to be blown away.
Connected when you're around, make me wanna get on my knees and put my feet in the ground. Your love is like the sunshine, and you're the water. And every day we're getting stronger, as strong as the rhythm of time. And this time I'm so glad to say I got it right. Let the way to where you are. Now our love is like the sunshine that helps me grow. And I'm not afraid to hope, I'm not afraid to let go. And I never knew love like this. Yes, if I had just one wish, it'd be to share this feeling with the world. I'm so happy you're the one. his love means so much to me. I know that you're the one that makes me so
to the Soul Lounge.
Thank you for having
guys
me.
Guys, sound great. I'm so happy we could finally get you here.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We're so happy to be here. This
absolutely. So let's talk about your band, actually, because yes, they're wonderful. I mean,
thank
obviously,
you.
You're incredible, but they are Third Logic.
Third
is that
Logic.
The name of the band?
Yeah. Third Logic is the root of the band. Mm-hmm. Guitar, Robbie McDonald, bass, Funky Chuck Evans, and drums, Kanar Cherry. That is Third Logic. And then what I call the extension of Third Logic is my musical collective. Eli Staples on keys, and Nico Lage on flute and sax, and Rona Rawls and Kenny Wesley on vocals. It's my musical family.
Nice. How long have you all been together?
Man, myself and Third Logic, we've been playing together for about 12 years.
Oh, wow.
They are my producers, my friends, my bandmates, my roll dogs. And then we've been slowly just bringing in the rest. Nico on flute has been with us for about 10 years as well. So we're trying to keep that whole culture of live bands, live musicians alive. We're just trying to keep it thriving. So when I get a unit and I feel connected to them, I stick with them. And we've been on the road together for a minute.
I hear that a lot with musicians. They say that when they connect, I mean, there's something deeper than just that surface. So we get along, but there's like
a soul connection. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Soul connection, a synergy, a chemistry that we hope over time the fans can see. It's a lot of singers are lead vocals by themselves. They're solo vocals, and they get with pickup bands, and you can see the disconnect, in my opinion. You see bands like Earth, Wind & Fire, bands like Brand New Heavies, Mint Condition. You can actually feel that there's a connection with them, and we want that. So we've just been doing it. Been doing it for a while.
What's your process like? Do you all write together? Do you kind of just get with a few of them and figure it out? Or?
So Third Logic, they are amazing guys. They come from all walks of music, everything from gospel to go-go to classical. My bass player, his main instrument is actually a violin, so he plays with an orchestra. And so they bring these different energies to the table. And the three of them, what they generally do is they kind of create the music. They feel it out. They give me a little bare-bones skeleton of a song. And they just all drop things on me over time. And I listen and I feel, you know, kind of get a groove for it, and whatever speaks to me, the words just come. My bass player, he's also an amazing writer as well. He's great with hooks. So if I'm stumped, if I can't think of anything, I'll go to him, and he came up with the hook for You Are the One. He came up with the hook for See You in My Dreams. He's really good with that. But for the most part, they have the music. Then I bring the vocals to the table. And then once they have an idea of where I'm going vocally, together we just start building it up and building it up. And the next thing you know, it's a song.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And you can hear so many different influences in your music. And you mentioned that those influences are there with your band members. But I'm wondering about you. What did you grow up listening to?
What I grew up listening to, I'm a 70s baby, so I had a lot of funk around me. I had a lot of P-Funk. I had a lot of Chaka Khan, which is probably one of my biggest vocal muses. I also had a lot of R&B, Anita Baker, big-time Anita Baker fan. I'm a big-time Sade fan, so that's where the band and the energy with the band comes from, what I study from her. But for me, it was a little bit of everything because I was an 80s kid, so I had a lot of the MTV influence. I would listen to Duran Duran one minute, Prince another minute, Fleetwood Mac another minute. I was a very musical child, so I just absorbed whatever I heard. If I felt it, I just felt it. It didn't necessarily stick to any genre. But when it comes to my writing and my creating, lately, it's just been a fusion of you know, those funk artists, those soul artists, and the R&B singers, with now actually even, I love lyrics. I'm a writer at heart, so I pay attention to Stevie Wonder. He's an amazing writer. I pay attention to Joni Mitchell. She's a storyteller type of writer. I like to tell stories when I write. So I'm a big sponge. I'm a big sponge. Any given day, you can tell me, you know, ask me, what am I into? And today, I might be blasting Heart from my headphones, and tomorrow it might be Sealed, and the next day it might be Jean-Luc Ponty or whoever I'm into. But it's the root is soul and funk, mm-hmm. and now we're infusing a bit of jazz and stuff like that. Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of neo-soul artists don't like to be categorized as such. Like, that's kind of a bad word these days.
Yeah,
where do you stand on that?
I've always felt a little strange about it because I just don't want to be boxed in. And, you know, it's... You have to be in this culture of music and things. You have to be. But I consider myself a progressive artist. Soul is the root of my music, so I consider myself a progressive soul artist because I'll start with the root being soul. But at any given time, I mean, the beginning of 535, we had this whole Bach kind of classical harpsichord thing happening that we totally pulled from classical music, which is also what the P-Funk used to do a lot of. So, you know, for me, I don't like to be boxed in. My next album, I'm feeling a lot more influence from the Joni Mitchell side of things when she was collaborating with Pat Metheny and the fusion and that kind of stuff. So it's tough when you have to be put in a box and then there's those expectations that come along with it. So I am one of those neo-soul-y singers that don't like to be called neo-soul, but I get it. You know, I understand you have to have something. But I feel for me it's more progressive. It's always going to be moving and changing. So I consider myself a progressive soul singer.
Yeah, sometimes it's just best to kind of listen to the music, feel it, just let it be.
Yes, yes.
So why don't we do that? Why don't we just listen, let it be, and get you back on that stage? Okay.
Yes,
awesome. All right.
Cause I knew that he had to go. Knew I'd have to face the constant yearning. Knew that time would move so slow. But he said goodbye. As I looked into his eyes, he had to walk away. Can't stop thinking about you. See you in my dreams. Don't wanna sleep alone on me without you. See you in my dreams. Thinking about you, see you in my dreams. Don't wanna sleep alone on me without you. See you in my dreams.
I can just hear his voice.
Oh, how it soothes me.
That was so great.
Thank you.
I love you. Now, the song that you just did, that's from your first album, right?
From my first album, Day After.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's called
See
You in My Dreams.
Yes. That's always going to be a special one for me.
Yeah.
That's the first song we ever had on the radio. First song we ever did a music video for that went national on VH1, so, and it's one of my favorite songs to perform.
Yeah,
still,
awesome.
And it's 10 years old, so
wow.
It's still my favorite.
Yeah, it holds up. See, that's the good thing about classic soul music.
Yes.
It holds up. Like, you can still listen to that song or Earth, Wind, and Fire, or like you said, a Chaka Khan all these years later.
That's what we're reaching for.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Uh-huh.
Now, for me, particularly as an artist, it's tough to present that type of music that we want to have a classic feel, that we want to have that timeless sense to it, because we're definitely in a time where it's like quick hits, you know, just give us something that we can throw on the radio for a couple of months, and then it's very what we call that conveyor belt, like, and we don't want to create that type of music, so it presents some barriers at times when it comes to support on a national platform, but we don't care. We just do what we do.
You just do what you do. Mm-hmm. Now, your 2011 album, Madam Palindrome, right, went number one in the UK.
Yes, it did.
And you all tour all over the world.
We are touring. Right? We finally are starting to pick up. We had our first major performance at the Jazz Cafe in London. The crazy thing is that show was on the opening night of the Olympics. So we were freaked out because we were like, okay, this is the opening night of the Olympics. You know, you think about when something like that comes to a city, people try to avoid the places that it's like the traffic. And so the Jazz Cafe is in the heart of all of that. We were like, no one's going to come out. They don't want to park around here. They don't want to deal with this. We had a beautiful crowd. Members of the group Incognito were there, one of my favorite bands. It was just a beautiful night. And the audience, I mean, the people of London in particular, they just get it. They get it. They get down to
it. Yeah, I was going to ask you, what's the difference between audiences like in Europe versus the States? Have you all toured, done Asia yet?
We haven't done Asia.
Okay.
Now, I've heard a lot about Asia. Funny thing is, I've heard through Incognito, who I will be creating with very soon. They're more reserved in Asia. So they'll watch you and not give you any love.
Okay.
And then when you're done, they'll go crazy. But in London and in Europe, France, it just depends. A lot of the folks, they just love soul music. They really appreciate soul music and they appreciate soul singers. So the love is strong. I mean, I feel like and when I went to London, it was much more of an instantaneous connection over my root base, which is D.C. Mm. D.C., I had to work hard for D.C.
Wow.
So, it's definitely a different energy there, a different appreciation, in my opinion, for what I'm doing, and I'm all over it.
I wonder if that's the larger relationship that Americans have with soul music, because there's been a lot of talk recently. In fact, there was an article in Billboard magazine about the death of Black music or R&B music.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you're also on the Grammy board.
Yes,
and for the 2014 Grammys, people were really kind of upset about what was going on in those urban categories. So I'm just curious about what your thoughts are. Where is R&B now here in the States? Soul music, what needs to happen?
R&B is alive and well in the United States. Unfortunately, the powers that be do not allow those voices to be heard. That is my opinion. There's plenty of R&B. There's Eric Roberson, Anthony Hamilton, Anthony David. There's a lot of R&B soul singers out there. But unfortunately, the people that are making the decisions, the people that are signing these acts, they are not into that right now. They're not worried about it. On another show, we could go deep about that. But really, it's alive and well, but it's not being supported. People need to actually think about that very deeply. People who grew up on that music need to think about it, because there are a lot of people who are now supporting stuff that isn't really what they even grew up on, because it's just in your face. So I feel like people, it's a give and take. It's the label folks, but it's also the consumers. We have to be aware of who we're supporting, and I just tell you, I'm a rebel. I fight for what's good in soul and what's good in R&B. It's not dead. It's just we're hidden in the gems are just hidden in it. You have to go look for them a little harder.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad that you were able to come here and we can present you to the rest of the world.
Thank you so very much.
Quickly, do you have anything that you're working on? When's the next project?
The next project is probably going to be in the winter of this year, maybe fall, winter, if we get on the ball the way we're supposed to. I have an enormous amount of collaborations happening. I am going to be on the next Incognito album that is dropping in maybe about the next 3 to 5 months.
Congratulations.
Written and arranged by myself and with Bluey, so I'm really excited about that. A lot of collaborations, a new music video, and a lot more touring and hard work.
Oh, good. Yeah. I can't wait. You'll come back, right?
When the
new project.
Please.
Oh, absolutely, I will.
Yes,
thank you, Deborah Bond.
You.
I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
And thank you all so much for joining us inside the Soul Lounge. I cannot wait to talk to you again. And as always, remember, take care of yourselves and each other. Peace. Try to make believe.
Soul Lounge.